The number of foreign students on American college and university campuses dropped last year. It's the first time that's happened in more than three decades. Many educators fear that foreign students are being discouraged by post-September 11 security measures and also perceptions abroad about the United States. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
As an overall percentage, the decline last year in the number of foreign students doesn't sound like a lot, just 2.4%. down to 572,000 students. But it's the first drop in the number of foreign students attending American universities since 1971. So it represents a dramatic development, and if sustained, a troubling one.
I think all of us have to be concerned when there is a decline and that it not become a trend.
That's Alan Goodman, president of the Institute of International Education, which prepared the new report. The study found that last year's decline reversed a trend of steady increases in the number of foreign students in recent years. In fact, the report offers a mixed picture. It found that the number of foreign students at the graduate level actually increased last year by 2.5%, but that was more than offset by the declining number of undergraduate students, which dropped by 5%. Goodman says it's important to turn that number around.
Our society benefits so enormously from having international students here, whether they win Nobel Prizes in the future or discover cures for diseases or teach in our colleges and universities as graduate students for a time because not enough Americans are being able to teach in science and math.
The decline has been attributed to a variety of reasons, including rising tuition, perceptions abroad that foreign students are no longer welcome in the U.S., and real and perceived difficulties in obtaining student visas post-9/11. Vic Johnson, who heads NAFSA, the Association of International Educators, says Washington has recognized the problem and is taking steps to make it easier for most foreign scholars to get visas. But he's worried the declining numbers will still be difficult to change.
You're starting to hear people say, I'm not going to bother to apply for a visa to study in the United States because I know you can't get one. That's a gross exaggeration of the problem. But once that perception takes hold, people start to act on the basis of the rumor mill. And that's what makes it so hard to turn around.
And there's evidence that perception is taking hold. Johnson says a preliminary spot survey of this year's university admissions suggests foreign enrollment continues to decline. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.